This is Lewis Navalier. It is Friday, April 1st. Welcome to the Blue Chip Growth Podcast. Well, folks, what can I say? April's the strongest month of the year. Many investors rush to fund their pensions by April 15th. That flow of funds is a tremendous benefit to the stock market. The other thing that's helping the stock market is the fact that the bond market is suffering. See, we have a lot of inflation out there, and crop prices keep going higher, and we got a lot of serious problems out there with food and energy inflation. And what's happening is the Fed is finally starting to acknowledge it might have to raise rates. Now, next week, the Bank of England and the European Central Bank are anticipated to raise rates 0.25%. That's one reason the British pound hit an 18-month high and the euro hit a 4-month high. And our Fed has been in denial about raising rates, but they might have to. Now, this was the Minneapolis Fed president. Brought up that possibility that they might have to raise rates by late in the year. But what's really going on is because there's inflation out there, rates are going higher for treasury bonds and municipal bonds. And as a result, money is pouring out of those bonds going to stocks. Now, corporate bonds are doing a lot better. They had higher yields, pretty decent yields anyway. Corporations have record cash flow. So there's no issue there. But the muni and the treasury market is under duress. The Financial Times reported this week that the sales of muni bond debt in the first quarter was barely half of what it was a year ago. And this might further crimp states. And if that wasn't enough problem, the Wall Street Journal highlighted what was going on in Jefferson County, Alabama, with their muni problems and how they might have to default. So there has been no defaults yet, and I think general obligation bonds are going to be a lot safer than what we call revenue bonds on the muni front. But there's this impending municipal debt freeze out there that is causing a chaos and causing money to flee. In the meantime, treasury bonds had their worst quarter long time, and it's actually the worst quarter since 2009, and it's a seventh straight monthly loss because as yields go higher, prices go down. So the Fed's trying to suppress bond yields from rising with their quantitative easing, but it's not working. So again, money is fleeing bonds, going to stocks, and that's helping quite a bit. Of course, we still have merger mania underway. That's helping quite a bit. Now, we have one other thing that may happen next week that has a lot of people excited, and that's the impending government shutdown because we're going to hit our deficit ceiling. And Senator Schumer had comments on it this week that got replayed in the news. Basically, he thinks that if there is a government shutdown, it could help the Democratic Party. When we had a shutdown back in 1995, they blamed the Republican-led House back then. So it's almost like certain members of Congress want a shutdown for political reasons. And then on the right, guys like Mike Pence want a shutdown. Rush Limbaugh wants a shutdown. The Tea Party wants a shutdown. So this is causing some anxiety. But I have a chart, which of course I can't put on the podcast, that shows that when Congress is out of session, the market does much better than when it's in session. So in theory, if we have a government shutdown, we should rally. The market should rally. However, we don't want to jeopardize Social Security checks and Social Security benefits and all that stuff. So there are crucial government functions we hope that will continue. Anyway, the other big news, of course, is that consumer spending remains robust. You know, in February, that was the eighth straight month of rising consumer spending, the strongest spending since October. How much of that spending was gas prices was a little unclear. But consumers are definitely in a better mood. We had a great jobs report today from the Labor Department. It showed that we created 216,000 jobs, including 230,000 private sector jobs. There continues to be layoff on the state and local government level. But for the last 2 months, we've created 230,000 new jobs in March and 240,000 in February in the private sector. That's very encouraging. And the unemployment rate is slowly dropping. It's 8.8 now. 291,000 workers entered the labor force last month, so we're not creating enough jobs offset the new people coming in the market, going back in the labor force. But you know, it's the best job numbers we've had in some time. So our slow, steady recovery is definitely underway. Now, as far as our blue chip growth stocks are concerned, this is pretty easy to explain. They're all doing good with the exception of F5. And F5 is down on today. And I want to explain to you what's going on. This stock is going to announce their earnings on April 20th. Okay, it's going to be one of the first stocks to announce earnings. The analyst community is expecting sales to be up 35.1%. The earnings are supposed to be up 53.6%. This is a big networking company. However, there is chatter, quote-unquote, according to Barron's, that they may miss. And the quarter may be weak. So it's that chatter that's hurting the stock. Folks, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather just wait till earnings come out. Usually if the stock overreacts and the earnings come out, and it should pop. And then I'll assess the situation. Cisco's losing network business. They're growing, but they're growing at a slower pace. They're losing business to F5 and other companies. And so I'm going to let F5 earnings come out, and then we'll assess the situation. But I know that's a disappointing stock for a lot of you. But otherwise, everything looks great. I mean, the market's going higher. We have money pouring in the market from the bond market. Companies keep buying their stock back. We have the analyst community continue to revise their earnings estimates higher. We're going to have a stunning first quarter earnings announcement season. We witnessed that in the previous week when Oracle and Red Hat had good earnings. They were rewarded. And that's a sign that when our stocks have good earnings, they should be rewarded. So, folks, I want you to hang on, enjoy the ride. We're going to have a stunning April and early May. I'm expecting great things from our blue chip growth stocks. Oh, and of course, the dollar remains weak. And the weak dollar adds to the bottom line of all our big multinationals and blue chip growth. And that's another positive thing. And the reason the dollar is weak is the Fed has not raised rates relative to other countries. So they're punishing our currency for that. But that, again, makes earnings go up because if you get paid in appreciating foreign currencies, you make more money on the bottom line. So overall, it's a great environment for blue chip growth stocks. So I want you to hang on, enjoy the ride. We had a consolidated market for several weeks. That's over. It's now time to focus on earnings and go up, up, and away. Take care, folks. I'll talk to you next week as always do.